The Sinn Féin MLA, Cathal O'Hoisin, whose personal experience on this is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Cathal.
I'm Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
So, how has this impacted on your life? What's happened?
Well, 12 years ago, Stephen, during a second pregnancy, we had the diagnosis of fetal abnormality at the 16-week scan. And it did turn our life really on its head. And we did decide, after taking a lot of advice, to continue with the pregnancy. And I have to say that it was a totally horrific experience for both myself and my wife. And after that, I talked to a lot of other couples and women who had gone through a similar experience. And I found very much that that was the case with them as well. And then a number of years ago, of course, we had the case of Sarah Ewart. And I met Sarah.
Yeah, we will be speaking to Sarah during the course of this program today.
Yeah. Well, I think the testimony that Sarah gave at that time probably changed quite a number of people's attitudes on the way in which we approached particularly fetal abnormality and the experience that she had having to go across the water to access termination in those circumstances. So that has been my experience. And
did you, do you, looking back with the benefit of hindsight, Cathal, which of course you didn't have at the time, very, very traumatic time for you and your family,
yep.
Do you regret going through with the pregnancy?
No, I don't think we do, but I don't think that necessarily is the option for everyone. You know, this is a diagnosis. The woman is going through what on the face of it is a very normal pregnancy. She has all those symptoms and she has all those psychological preparations that she is doing for what should be a happy birth. And then to be given a diagnosis that your child will never see a dawn halfway through a pregnancy, it's absolutely hugely traumatic. It's an incredibly traumatic experience. And the other aspect of it too, Stephen, is that there is very little in the way of support here, particularly, and you know, that we were very much on our own at that time, and I think other people's experience is very similar. So part of my concern around this would have been the putting in place, perhaps, of the likes of bereavement midwives in the various trust areas, as was then, to help people not only with fetal abnormality, but also perhaps stillbirths and other issues around childbirth.
I know, Cathal, this is a very personal issue for you, and we've heard that this morning. But it's also a political issue, isn't it? So what is Sinn Féin's position on this? Should Stormont be legislating now?
Well, I believe it should be. I believe in the first instance we should bring in guidelines to give some clarity to the clinicians and medical experts, because there are none. We are sitting working off an 1861 Offences Against the Person Act, and our position on it, and it was clarified by an Art Corda motion which appeared at this year's Ardèche, looking at the case of fetal abnormality as one that may require a termination if the woman so chooses, but that we should also support the woman in whatever choice she makes in terms of her health provision.